Hey, welcome to this podcast of ERA on social media crimes, investigating tech. My name is Catherine van Heining, and I will give you some introduction on how social media are currently being used in crime, but also some information on investigating social media crimes. It probably goes without any introduction that social media has become very important in the lives of not only youngsters, but of everyone when communicating or looking for information. Probably every one of you listening to this podcast has one or several social media accounts and will regularly check on social media for information, for communicating, maybe also for marketing your own services. And so I'm pretty sure that you are well aware, well accustomed with social media. And social media is still a rather recent phenomenon if we look in the, well, in the timeline of technology, but it is quite amazing how it has really overtaken our worlds and our means of information and even our lives. And so there's a quote from a recent research from University College of London, an interesting research that shows how what the impact is of social media and smartphones on what we do, how that we live, how we connect with people. And the conclusion of the report was that often we would even prefer communicating via our smartphones than directly with people in a physical world. And of course, that has even increased during COVID. And so they concluded that a smartphone is the place where we live today. It is where we go to connect with our friends, to check, to communicate, to work. And so we cannot underestimate social media when it comes to crime, because not only is social media used by criminals to communicate, but we are also made much more vulnerable because we are 24/7 connected with potential criminals via our social media. And also really new forms of crime have arisen from the use of social media. And so that is the focus of this podcast. And let me first introduce myself. My name is Catherine van Heining. I'm a professor at the University of Antwerp and a deputy public prosecutor in Antwerp. And so I don't only research social media crimes in academic research, but I also do actual investigations where social media is ever more present in our cybercrime investigations, but also outside of our cybercrime investigations. If you think about drug cases, if you think about money laundering cases, if you think about sexual harassment cases, you will very often look to the social media of persons involved. And I'm also a promoter of the so-called Antidote Project. That's a project sponsored by the Belgian federal government, which focuses on social media, in particular cyber violence. So violence online via social media. And I will draw as well on our results from that research to further enlighten you on the threats of social media on current crime investigations. So this is what I will be doing, a short introduction on social media and crime. Then I will go to the content, social media enhanced crimes, as we tend to speak about these kind of crimes. And then a short part on investigating social media with some experience I have from actual investigating social media in our criminal investigations in Belgium. So introduction to social media. Do I need to introduce social media actually to you? This is one of the graphs of the EU stats, of Eurostat, that really shows to what extent social media is being used today. And you will see that is a share of people. If you look to younger generations, let's say people in their teens, 20s or 30s, you will see that the percentage of users is even much higher. And you also see we really see contrasts as well in between the countries within the European Union, where that some countries social media is really used by almost everyone, and you also have countries where it's less used. That doesn't mean that the digital means are not used to a high extent, but in some countries, really website platforms and blogs are still more recurrent than other forms of social media. And you also will see some differences as to the platforms being used. However, some social media are still very commonly used among the European Union, and I would even say within the world, where in European Union, the number of users of Facebook and currently Meta is in a certain decline. If we look at the global sphere, Facebook and Meta are still being the most used social media. But of course, there are the other ones such as TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook group, of course, that are also very much Snapchat, that are used very commonly. And then you have very particular ones that are more used in a region. And you see that now with the Russian war in Ukraine, you see that there are also Russian platforms that are really being used by Russia, and where you have less interaction with the rest of the world. But we can safely say that social media are very commonly used, and for certain generations, they are the main focus or the main entrance for all information. They will get their information mainly from social media rather than, for example, news outlets. And this is what COVID has done to social media. This is the increase of traffic data, where you can see that from the first lockdown, so the 14 March was the start of the first lockdown during COVID, yet you can see the enormous rise, because we all think that already before COVID, we used digital means and we connect with the internet very regularly and for many hours during the day, but it has really spiked during COVID. And now that most of the restrictions are not as stringent anymore as they were during the lockdown periods, we still see that there is really has been a leap in the use of social media and also in data, of course, because we use more data when we use social media. And that we will probably stay on a higher level of use of social media and so share more of our data online after COVID, and that this will probably stay for the future. And so there are all these positive elements of social media, because it is really a tool that makes it easy to, for example, avoid censorship. We can directly interact with each other without authorities manipulating our means of communication, or we can gather so much more information. We can choose to search very targeted for information, but we can also just, you know, have a very broad income of information that could, you know, change our way of thinking. And at its best, social media is really a free market of ideas and pluralism and diversity. Of course, at the worst, social media can also result in crime and destabilize democracies and impact on human rights. And one of the main challenges if investigating crime is, of course, decentralization of social media. Every user potentially has a weapon, and every user can have an input on content and share content, contact a lot of other accounts, create many accounts to get out information, where previously all the dissemination of information was centralized, and you would have editors, or you would have central contacts or central points of dissemination of information. Decentralization means also that it's much more difficult to stop certain content or certain actions on social media. So that is clearly a challenge. Also, because in investigation, if there's a potential crime, you will have to contact all these private players. A second challenge is datafication. Datafication basically means that all our actions online are also result in several data. If you would search for a certain recipe for your next birthday cake online, then you will already share a lot of your data. The data as to from which computer or from which device you are contacting, when you are searching, what word you are searching, and all these data are being stored. And that is, of course, even more clear when you use a certain account where you provide your subscriber information. And this account will clearly know who you have contacted, when, at what time, what content you have liked or looked at or searched. And in that perspective, we are, every time we just come to the internet and we act on the internet, we are already disseminating all our data that can be used and obviously can be abused. Speed is also a challenge, not just for social media, but for any internet or any digital investigation, because it goes so fast that information can be disseminated at a very high speed, 24/7, which also makes it very difficult for investigation often to collect all this data or stop data when the dissemination of data is dangerous. Let's think terrorism investigations, when there is content and there are social media where terrorists want to attract new recruits, and we want to stop that kind of propaganda. The speed of which these kind of messages can be disseminated makes it very difficult to block that information, because it's often not just on one platform, but on many platforms, also via posts that will appear and disappear and can have an enormous reach within several minutes even. Cyberspace is also, of course, also a challenge, because this information will not stop at territory, will not stop at borders, but will disseminate across borders. And so that also means that it is often very difficult for investigation to get the data you want to prosecute or you want to investigate, because often either the internet service provider is not in your territory, and even though the data were created in your territory, you will have to rely on an internet service provider in another territory. But also, of course, perpetrators can, from a very safe harbor, launch their attacks on other territories where we even might not have a mutual legal assistance treaty and cooperation treaty with the territory where the cyber criminals are. The anonymity, and that comes with encryption of the internet, further makes it difficult to find perpetrators of crimes in social media. Most of social media make it very easy to work with anonymity. Often you only have to provide an email account or a contact number, which you can easily, of course, circumvent of giving your personal information. And further, social media are ever more choosing for encryption. Today, if you look at social media, often it is we think of public Facebook walls or of public tweets or TikTok, but much of the information disseminated via social media is actually in major closed groups in encrypted communications, such as Telegram or WhatsApp, where hundreds or even thousands of people gather in a group to disseminate certain information or pictures or plot certain criminal activities. And so because they are encrypted, we cannot access that information. And if there's contact that is harmful, it is very difficult for us to block that, because it's all encrypted. And also because of the anonymity on social media, often you do not know with whom you're talking. And that results in that victims will often be convinced that they are talking to a real person, but in fact, it's just a cyber criminal. And we see that in our catfish investigations. Those are investigations where someone is contacting another person on social media for often actually in sexual context, where they say that they are interested in the other person, that they want to meet the other person and ask to send pictures. And at the moment that they have the pictures or they have sufficient information, they will start to harass this person, or they will disseminate these pictures online. Or often it's just a scam to get some financial means of the person involved. And of course, because of the anonymity of internet, and because we're so used that we have a lot of communication with people we've never met in the physical world, this makes it much more easier for cyber criminals to get trust of these of other people, of potential victims. And then finally, and that's the latest challenge, is automation, because you can very easily make tens of accounts that seem as genuine accounts, genuine people acting on social media that provide contacts that where you, on the basis of automation, acts and corresponds and interacts as a real person, which makes it even more difficult for victims to see who are real people online and who are fakes and just there to for fraudulent reasons.